In celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country, local members of the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, will bring some insight into the life of the patriots buried in Southeast Missouri. Christopher Hayes was born on January 10, 1738, in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, and about 1764, he married Eve May Apple. Hayes was a colonel from Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania during the Revolution, serving from 1777 to 1779. Hayes originally came to Missouri with Colonel George Morgan in 1787 through 89 as a surveyor on a visit. He later received a special permit of the Marquis de Casa Calva to settle in the Cape Girardeau district. Hayes settled on Hubble Creek just north of Jackson, Missouri. The Hayes had three daughters and two sons, and they adopted a daughter. Christopher Hayes became Judge Hayes and was selected to serve with Stephen Byrd, Andrew Ramsey, and George Bullinger to journey to St. Louis to represent the landowners in 1804 to ensure their claims were recognized by the U.S. government. He was part of the commission to decide where the district courthouse and jail would be constructed. He died in 1808 and was buried in the Ware Cemetery about 3 miles north of Jackson. The cemetery was destroyed when the Fruitland intersection to I-55 was constructed. Today, markers containing the names of 15 individuals and one honoring Colonel Christopher Hayes are located south and west of the original site. This is Pamela Johnson. If you would like more information about Christopher Hayes and his family, visit krcu.org.